I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we look at some stats and trends in music that took place in 2016.
So every year around this time, Nielsen, the market research and information company, puts out its year-end music report that checks the music industry's temperature. It's not so much a chart of what album sold best or which song was streamed the most. It's more of an effort to understand consumer behaviors at a time when consumers have no shortage of ways to seek out, listen to, and purchase music. So here's some highlights from this year's report. On-demand audio streaming through services like Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play continued to replace digital download purchases. Audio streams were up 76% over 2015 to 251 billion, compared to a 25% drop in digital units sold over the same duration of time. More evidence of this streaming over download trend, 27 songs surpassed 200 million audio streams on the year. Just two songs did so in 2015. Interestingly, vinyl album sales grew for the 11th straight year, up 10% in 2016 to 13.1 million albums sold. The three of the top 10 were classics, Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, The Beatles' Abbey Road, and Bob Marley and the Wailers' Legend. Adele remains the queen of CD sales. She sold more than a million copies of 25 last year. Drake was probably the most overall successful artist of the year. His album Views was streamed the most by an enormous margin. However, only one artist sold more than 1 million digital and physical albums in 2016, and that was Prince.
Thank you.
Next, we have new music from English band The XX.
It's been out a week now and written up everywhere, and they're a known commodity at this point. But I'd like to chime in and say that The XX's third record is the year's first triumph. It's a splashy, fun bit of British electronica slash R&B that tries out new stuff without losing the songwriting dynamic they do best. That subtle, dual-singer push and pull between certainty and insecurity, loneliness and companionship. On I See You, the stakes are higher, the emotional palette's expanded, and producer Jamie XX's leash is much longer when it comes to his beats. They're more active and varied than ever before, opening up new contexts for the stylings of his singing cohorts, Oliver Sim and Romy Madley Croft. And they tucked a little Easter egg right into the crux of the record. An extra twitchy Hall & Oates sample brightens up On Hold, which proves to be the most fun thing the band's ever done. Right up there with Jamie's solo side project collaboration with the rapper Young Thug from a couple of years ago.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
That's The XX with On Hold from their third album, I See You, out now on Young Turks. NPR Music says our final song offers a dark take on the state of America with throbbing synths and swampy guitars.
Considering that their last record nearly won Canada's coveted Polaris Music Prize, News of the return of the sinister, slow folk dudes of Timber Tambor is most welcome. Their next album's called Sincerely Future Pollution, which they announced this week with 4.5 minutes of slasher film synth chords and menacing drum fills that they call Sewer Blues. Check it out.
Timber Tambor with Sewer Blues, and this has been Sample Size. Next week's issue of Look at OKC has Gene Triplett's interview with Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips about their new album, Oxymelody. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.